तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
अस्ट्रेलियाको समुद्र सम्झने बित्तिकै सार्कले गर्न सक्ने सम्भावित आक्रमणका बारेमा सोचिन्छ। हुन पनि सार्कको आक्रमणबाट वर्षेनी कम्तीमा पनि एकजनाको ज्यान जाने गरेको छ। तर यसभन्दा पनि डरलाग्दो समुद्रमा डुबेर हुने मृत्युहरू पनि हुन्, जस्तै वर्षेनी समग्रमा 122 जनाको ज्यान लिने गर्छ र यी मृत्युमा 25% जिम्मेवारी समुद्रमा रिप्स पनि भनिने विपरीत दिशामा चल्ने समुद्री धाराहरूबाट पनि हुन्छ। गत वर्ष सर्फ लाइफ सेभिङ्स नामक संस्थाले करिब 10,000 मानिसलाई समुद्रबाट उद्धार गरेको छ र ती उद्धार गर्नुको प्रमुख कारण चाहिँ रिप्स पनि भनिने समुद्री धारहरू हुन्। सर्फ लाइफ सेभिङ्सका तटीय सुरक्षा हेर्ने प्रबन्ध निर्देशक सेन डो छालहरू समुद्री तटका सबैभन्दा ठूलो खतरा र जोखिम भएको बताउँछन्।
Rip currents are our number one hazard on our beaches, so they account for almost 25%, so a quarter of all drowning deaths around Australia, and we believe that number to be higher. However, this is based on the numbers which have been witnessed. So last year we had 141 coastal drowning deaths, so a tragic number. About 36 of those were attributed to rip currents.
Unka anusar, samudra ma paudi khelda hune ek tihai bhanda badi mrityuharu estai thula chhalharu wa rips haru ka karan hunchan.
We know that 2 out of 3 people who say they can spot a rip current actually get it wrong. If you see the surf coming in and you see parts where it's no surf, you may think that's the safest spot, but that probably means that's the water moving the opposite direction, and that's why there's no waves in those areas. And we have a bit of a saying, white is nice, so you see the rolling of white water. Green is mean, and by that it means the green water generally is water that's deeper and moving in a different direction.
Rips pani bhanine samudri chhal haru kina khatarnak maninchan ta? Rips bhaneko samudra ma aune chhal kai ek prarup ho jo nikai shaktishali huncha, yo adrishya rup ma pani ko bhitri bhag bata bagne gardacha. Yeslai biparit disha ma bagne pani ko dhar ka rup ma pani liincha. Rips lai pahichan garna nikai garo hune bigya haru bataunchan. Pani ko seto chhal nabhayeko sthan paudi ka lagi surakshit hola bhanera samanyataya sochine garincha, tara sthir jasto lagne पानीमा पनि रिप्सको सम्भावना भने बढी नै हुन्छ। रिप्समा परेको खण्डमा के गर्ने त? सबैभन्दा पहिले त शान्त बसेर आफ्नो शक्ति सञ्चित गर्ने, हात उठाएर सहयोग माग्ने, पानीको बहाव जता छ उतै बग्ने र समुद्री तटको समानान्तर दिशामा पौडिन कोसिस गर्ने। तर सुरक्षित स्थानमा मात्र पौडी खेल्नु यसबाट बस्ने सबैभन्दा राम्रो उपाय हो।
We really encourage people to think about where they're swimming, their own capacity, their own ability, and where possible, swim at a patrol beach between those red and yellow flags. 76% of drowning deaths that we had over the past 12 months actually occurred 1 kilometre away from a life-saving service. So the key message for people is when they're heading to the beach, no matter who you are, look for a patrolled location. So the red and yellow flags signify a safe area where surf lifesavers or lifeguards are going to be patrolling that area, supervising it, and that way if you get into trouble, you know, they can help you out.
गत वर्ष भएका पौडी सम्बन्धी दुर्घटनाहरू मध्ये 76% लाइफ सेभरहरू रहेको स्थानको 1 किलोमिटर वरपर भएका छन्। त्यसैले आफ्नो क्षमतालाई मध्यनजर गर्दै लाइफ गार्ड भएका स्थान र पहेँलो र रातो झण्डा गाडिएको स्थानमा मात्र पौडी खेल्नु उचित मानिन्छ। आफूसँग कोही साथी लिएर जाँदा पनि पौडी खेल्दा सुरक्षित हुन सकिन्छ। लाइफ गार्ड सहितका समुद्री तटहरूका बारेमा जानकारीका लागि सर्फ लाइफ सेभिङ्सको वेबसाइटमा जान सकिन्छ। के हाम्रा समुद्री किनारमा सार्कको खतरा छ? सार्कको आक्रमणका घटना छिटफुट मात्र हुन्छन् र यिनलाई असामान्य मानिन्छ। तर पनि अमेरिकापछि अस्ट्रेलियामा सार्कको आक्रमण सबैभन्दा धेरै हुन्छ। औसतमा वर्षेनी सार्कको टोकाई वा आक्रमणमा 22 जना जति पर्ने गरेका छन्। तोरङ्गा कन्जर्भेसन सोसाइटीकी वन्यजन्तु आरक्षण अधिकारी डाक्टर फोइबी मर वर्षेनी करिब 1 जनाको सार्कको आक्रमणबाट मृत्यु हुने बताउँछिन्।
Australia has the second highest number of total bites in the world. The first is the USA, and we've actually risen from an average of 9 bites a year between 1990 and 2000, up to 22 bites a year from 2010 to 2020. Luckily for us, out of all those bites, it's an average of 1 fatality a year. Even though there seems to be increase in the number of bites, this could be attributed to things like social media. It doesn't necessarily mean that more people are being bitten. It just means that we know about it.
सार्कका 400 प्रजाति मध्ये केही मात्र मानिसहरूका लागि खतरा मानिन्छन्। टाइगर सार्क, व्हाइट सार्क र बुल सार्क चाहिँ अस्ट्रेलियाका न्यू साउथ वेल्स, वेस्टर्न अस्ट्रेलिया र क्विन्सल्यान्डमा पाइन्छन् र यी घातक मानिन्छन्।
I don't think they have the cognitive ability to discriminate between different mammals. Really, they're quite opportunistic feeders. We find in from the data that often if a shark does bite a human, more often than not, it has that one bite and then turns away quite quickly. it's more likely that you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. And to the shark's perspective, it doesn't matter if it's a human or a seal or a turtle.
New South Wales को सार कार्यक्रमका मार्सेल ग्रिन सार्कहरू केही हदसम्म टिनेजर जस्तो हुने बताउँछन्.
There's nearly 400 species of sharks, and of those few hundred species, there's really only three species of concern to us in New South Wales. So they are the white shark, tiger shark, and bull shark. And pretty much in Western Australia, you're looking at white sharks, and to a much lesser degree, tiger sharks. For Queensland, it's very much those three species, but then they've still got 10 or 12 others on their current target list.
उदाहरणका लागि टाइगर र बुल सार्कहरु बिहान र साँझको समयमा मात्र बढी देखिन्छन्। यो समयमा पौडी खेल्दा भने बढी जोखिम हुन्छ।
They're like teenage kids in some respects. Every one of them's different. Everyone behaves differently. We have what we describe as some generalized movement patterns. So we know that white sharks are what we call a cooler water species. Heavy rainfall generally drives bull sharks out of rivers. Tigers and bull sharks are what we call more of your dawn and dusk animal. Even now, the animal that bites us the most is the white shark, and white sharks primarily bite us during the day.
तर अन्य प्रजातिहरूले चाहिँ उनीहरूलाई आघात पुर्याएको अवस्थामा मात्र हानि गर्छन्. सार्क स्मार्ट कसरी बन्ने त? अस्ट्रेलियामा सार्कबाट बच्नका लागि विभिन्न नीतिहरू लागू गरिएका छन्. समुद्रमा जालीको प्रयोग, हेलिकप्टर र ड्रोनहरूबाट निरीक्षण, साइरन लगायतका उपायहरू लागू गरिएका छन्. सार्कलाई इलेक्ट्रोनिक ट्याग लगाइदिएर पनि उनीहरूको अवस्थाका बारेमा जानकारी राख्ने गरिन्छ.
When you see lots of birds diving, that's a strong indication to you that there is a lot of bait fish in the water. Little fish means big fish means sharks. There's usually animals underneath the bait fish, which drives them to the surface. So that's why we put forward that message, avoid swimming and surfing near or amongst bait balls.
Shark smart स्रोतहरू New South Wales, Western Australia र Queensland-मा उपलब्ध छन्.
The best way you actually can find a patrolled beach is visit beachsafe.org.au. That's an app which is available in about 100 different languages and give you a whole pile of different safety tips. The key thing is if you are looking to go to a beach, swim at a patrolled beach between those red and yellow flags. If you're unsure, try and check the conditions out.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. एसपिएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.